she said, "See me," and stepped out of herself and walked away towards them in her invisible ghost body. When she looked back, she saw her solid body standing demurely by the holly bushes. As she drew nearer stealthily, she heard Miss Tick say, "Quite frighteningly precocious. Oh, dear, I've never got on well with clever people, and of course you know my situation." "Yes, Miss Level, but your work does you credit. That's why Mistress Weatherwax suggested you." "But I'm afraid I'm getting a bit absent-minded. It was terrible flying down here, because like a big silly, I left my long-distance spectacles on my other nose." "Her other nose?" thought Tiffany. "I'm without an egg," said Miss Tick. "I have a beetle in a matchbox," squeaked Miss Level. Their hands flew to their pockets and pulled out string, feathers, bits of coloured cloth. "They know I'm here," thought Tiffany. "See me not." She blinked and arrived back in the patient little figure by the holly bushes. Miss Level was frantically making a shamble. Miss Tick was staring. "Tiffany, come here at once." "Yes, Miss Tick." She trotted forward like a good girl. And the pressure came. It seemed to squash the wood flat. Tiffany sank to her knees, her hands over her ears, and a pain like the worst earache squeezing her head. "Finished!" Miss Level held up a shamble made from string, crow feathers, glittery black beads, and in the middle, an ordinary matchbox. Tiffany yelled. The pain was like red-hot needles, her ears filled with the buzz of flies, and the matchbox exploded. Then there was silence, and birdsong, and a few pieces of matchbox spiralling down.
"Oh dear, he was quite a good beetle."
Tiffany blinked. The pain had gone, leaving only a burning memory. She scrambled to her feet.
"Tiffany, are you all right?"
"I think so, Miss Tick."
"Then a word, if you please. You haven't been summoning things, have you?"
"No, I don't know how."
"It's not your little men, is it?"
"No, they don't do that sort of thing. They just shout Crivens and start kicking people on the ankle."
"Well, whatever it was, it seems to have gone," said Miss Level. "And we should go too, otherwise we'll be flying all night."
She reached behind a tree and picked up what looked like a bundle of firewood.
"My own invention, see? The handle shoots out by means of this button. Oh, sorry, it does that sometimes. Anyone see where it went?"
The handle was located in a bush and screwed back in. Then Miss Level pulled some rope from her pocket, and the old suitcase was tied to the bristle end of the broomstick, which now floated calmly above the ground. Tiffany watched her closely. She definitely had only one nose on her face.
"There, a nice comfy seat. If you'll just hang on behind me, that's what I normally do."
"You normally hang on behind you? How can..."
"Tiffany!" said Miss Tick loudly. "I'm sure Miss Level wants to leave while you've still got some daylight."
The stick bobbed a little as Miss Level climbed onto it. She patted it invitingly.
"Not frightened of heights, are you, dear?"
"No."
Tiffany climbed on.
"I'll drop in when I come up for the witch trials," said Miss Tick, as Tiffany felt the stick rise gently under her. "Take care."